Yeah, action. Dear God, thank you so much for the chance to be here today. Thank you for this church, Lord. Thank you for General Spirit and you giving us that Spirit, Lord. May we share it with those around and help others believe and understand why we have such gentle spirits here at this church. In your precious Son's name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I guess the key today for me was, last week when I did that reading, I realized most of you probably didn't know that we had our diagram. That we had taken time one Easter weekend and said, what are the key verses? Because on Easter we have a fast. We fast from Friday. Saturday we try to get together. When we can, we usually meet in the park. Lance and Paul are here. They have discussions. We haven't had a real theme, but one year we had a theme. We said, what are our key verses? What is it that this church believes in that we want to share with everyone we know so that they know they're loved unconditionally by God and accepted unconditionally by us, no matter what? And we started coming up with verses, and I said, wait a minute, you know, and somewhere along the line, we said, you know, it's like building a structure. You have to start with a solid foundation, right? Good solid foundation allows you to build from there. You want something firm that you can stand on and know that you're not going to sway or move. And that's like, what, that golden rule thing? A little bit better than that. That first verse we read in Matthew, right? Matthew 22. What's the greatest commandment we have? Love God. No restraints. But after that, what did they say? But wait a minute, I want to add a second one to that. In the Old Testament, there were 10 commandments. Jesus said, I only want to give you two. Love God unconditionally, as God loves you. And two, love others, as God loves you. Wow. I heard when someone was reading that, it's like, yeah, that's exactly the foundation we need. Love everyone, no matter what. God loves us without restriction. Part of our root structure is John 3:16 and 17. God so loved the world, he sent his Son down. But then he said, you know, you believe in him, but then he said the next verse, that's why we always include 17, is Jesus didn't come to point a finger at each and every one of you and accuse you of something and say you had to repent. Jesus came down to share God's unconditional love for you. So here we got a roof, and we got a structure. We need to hold that roof up, so we have to have those pillars. What is it that we need to do? Well, Jesus called us in Matthew 25 to do what? Feed the hungry. Clothe the clothless. Give clothing to those that need it. To help the needy. We have so many homeless. So, hey, that works. We help anytime we can. We've had people come by that were stranded in town. I've heard Paul say, yeah, we had someone stranded. We went and got a benevolence fund together and give them some money so they could not be stranded anymore. They ran out of gas money. They were trying to get somewhere. Churches are amazing. That's what they're supposed to do, is help those in need. So that sounds like a good pillar to sit there. We want to help people. And then we also need to what? We kind of need to figure out how we need to behave. What do we need to do? How can we live our lives so that we can share unconditional love with others? And that's where, oh, I'm losing paper. Hang on.
The wind picked up. Down.
On second thought, I'll just hold it. All right. I'm easy going. Then we have Micah 6:8. I like this one. Paul and I were debating which one was going to be the key pillar to help us, you know, become gentle spirits individually. And he said, well, I always think of Micah. One of those things holding up that roof is Micah. He says, I think of that one. But God's already made it plain how to live, what to do, what God is looking for in men and women. It's quite simple. Do what's fair and just to your neighbor. In other words, anyone you come across, do what's fair and just. Be compassionate and loyal in your love. Help. Unconditional love shares so many ways. And I keep saying this to people, and I find one of the main ways I can share a compassionate love and help you is in the parking lots, is I'll take their carts up for them, And I had this one person, I said, and they said, no one's ever done that. Oh, thank you. I really needed that so bad. I didn't have the energy today. It's the little acts to do it every time. And that's one thing I always try to do every time I get a chance, because it's my little way of sharing love to those around me. And it's amazing how big an impact it has on someone, especially the elderly. I'll help them walk out to their car if they need it and load it up for them. My mom was in a wheelchair for 7 years. It was nice having help when we got it. Because this can be a challenge. The older you get, the more challenging it is. My friend that passed away a couple weeks ago, she needed help. I'd go help her any way I could. That's that compassion for one another. Loyal in your love. Helpful. And don't take yourself, and then here's the kicker, don't take yourself too seriously. But take God seriously. And then I told Paul, I says, you know, you might have hate that one, but I kind of like the James one, another pillar we have. It's about God's wisdom. It says real wisdom, God's wisdom, begins with a holy life. And it's characterized by getting along with others. It's like, yeah, that's it. How do we get along with others? Every day we have a choice. This week, was it this week I heard